abuse claims from Alaskans who say they were victimized by Jesuit priests might affect the future of colleges in Washington state. Attorneys have begun the long process of adding up the assets and debts of the Oregon province of the Society of Jesus. The Portland-based Jesuit order declared bankruptcy last month in the face of hundreds of suits stemming from the abuse claims, including many from Alaska. But the amount those claimants could receive depend a lot on how the bankruptcy court calculates the assets of the Oregon province. Northwest News Network correspondent Doug Nadvornik looks at the issue of whether the organization owns Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington.
On a chilly weekday afternoon, young men dressed in long-sleeved jerseys and shorts do battle on a muddy Gonzaga University field. The Oregon province bankruptcy is barely a blip on the radar. Senior Peter Zisk has paid some attention. He hopes money from the university won't be rerouted to the Oregon province to pay legal claims.
It would be unfortunate and a wrong use of our resources because this is private donor money and student money and even some revenues that are generated by the university itself.
There's a lot of money at Gonzaga. Just look around campus. The basketball arena opened a few years ago, a new baseball stadium last summer. New dorms and apartment buildings are going up. The university says it received $17 million in gifts last year. So when the Oregon Province of Jesuits declared bankruptcy, university administrators rushed to say the school's assets are not on the table. Gonzaga argues that even though Jesuits run the place, they don't own the place. But John Manley, a Southern California attorney who represents dozens of alleged victims, says, yes, they do own it.
The Gonzaga argument about it's not really part of the Oregon province is like Pontiac arguing it's not really part of General Motors. Yeah, it may be a separate corporation, but it functions as part and parcel of the same organization.
Attorneys for Gonzaga and the Oregon province either didn't return our calls or they referred us to statements on their websites. They will be making their case before federal bankruptcy court judge Elizabeth Paris in Portland. Watching from the outside will be Willamette University Law School professor Richard Hagedorn.
The most similar case law that might relate here are the Archdiocese bankruptcies.
Those are the Archdiocese bankruptcies in Portland and Spokane. Judge Paris presided in Portland. In that case, she sided with victims' attorneys and ruled the Archdiocese is the legal owner of its parishes. As for the Jesuits, the fate of Gonzaga University and the other institutions may be a long way off. Reorganizing the Oregon province's finances is expected to take months or even years. Victims attorney John Allison of Spokane says outside parties are getting their first look at the Jesuits' holdings.
We're talking about mutual funds, and we're talking about real estate throughout the Northwest, in Spokane, in Seattle, in Portland. Some of these properties well over $1 million in value.
Allison represents more than two dozen people who claim priests sexually abused them at an Indian school near Omak, Washington. Morning Mass at St. Aloysius Church. This is the spiritual center of the Gonzaga campus. People here say they're sorry about the sexual abuse scandal, but they're nervous that Jesuit assets are on the table at all. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Spokane.